What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
We back at it. We hear it. Episode 2, John Walker Culture Show, Allen Basketball, getting featured with my man. You see him right there in his office, the one only Sean Walker, doing big things. What up, bro? How you doing, my brother?
Doing well, man. How about yourself today?
Man, it's doing well, man. Basketball season here, brother. You know how it is. We on this grind. we flying and going every which way right now, my brother.
No doubt about it. This is a great time of the year, and an exciting time of the year for everybody, even the fans and the other people that are working various jobs in college athletics. This is an exciting time.
Now, I've got to ask you, though, last time we had on last episode, we talked about Allen homecoming. So how was experiencing for the first time Allen's homecoming?
Yeah, you know, it was a unique experience. Allen's homecoming is very exciting. As, you know, our football game is 20 minutes away from the campus. So that makes it a little unique for tailgating and hanging out. But I did get a chance to participate in the step show. I went to the step show and kind of went around and met as many alums and old Allen basketball players as I could. It was an exciting time, a lot of good food, a lot of partying, a lot of people excited to be back at Allen University. So it was a wonderful experience.
Now, Sean, as an AME dude, knowing who Bishop Allen was, the who's named after, basically, we support your boy, because I know I'm a group as an AME about Richard Allen. We did for blacks in the AME church, man. So knowing that's what Allen's named after, man, what you represent, man, it makes me even more want to be a part of what we're doing here, brother.
Right, well, that's good. I'm glad that you feel associated with the university. I also grew up in AME Zion, and grew up in a little small church where there may have been 25 or 30 people in the church that include the pastor, the choir, deacons, the whole nine yards. And so I have a great appreciation for the AME Zion Church and the things that that denomination stands for.
No doubt. You know, it's so amazing to see what I was telling somebody this other day, Sean, that look at a lot of the private HBCUs, they're really by the AMU church or the CMU church. But,
right.
But they don't know that until you, unless you're part of that, like you and I are, you already know that. But a lot of private black colleges are AMU schools
Dr. Allen had a
great vision for us, man, and our church and what they do for these kids, man, and our community.
No question about it. And this Allen University is trying to push it forward, trying to push that vision forward to the young people who, you know, are top academic students, but also young people who are looking for a place to find to go to school that they can make it, and to get that centered attention that they absolutely need. So this is a phenomenal idea of what Dr. Allen has established, and you know, it's moving in the right direction.
And bro, let me ask you this, man. How did you prepare your guy this week, man, with a back-to-back? I know we do it at AAU and stuff like that, but then when you college really don't play back-to-back, that's when tournament time. So how fun was it to get you guys the experience of playing on a back-to-back in a kind of a quasi-preseason tournament schedule where you play in 2 games, 2 days, kind of get them their minds ready to how we go out preparing for stuff like this. We have a back-to-back. We go for that. That's like it's a tournament time at the end of the year.
Well, you know, you prepare for back-to-backs in preseason, particularly early in the year. You know, I always say to coaches and players and parents, I don't believe kids get tired, right? I believe if the season was over today, they'd be in the gym playing tomorrow, right? So if you love to play, playing the games is the easy part. Now, you know, in terms of coaching, and you see them losing my voice a little bit, we stay up all night, we try to prepare for those games. The work part for us is extensive. It's an all night kind of piece. But for our players, you know, you kind of prepare their bodies in the preseason. You get them in the best possible condition that they can be in mentally, physically, and emotionally. You know, you're staying in hotels. You know, you represent the university 24/7. But at the end of the day, the fun part about the travel is winning. The fun part about the games is winning, and so you want to be having as much fun as you can, and that means obviously that you're winning as much as you can.
And Sean, let's talk about the Tampa game. You know, what I saw from what I gleaned, man, is like I know it wasn't the result you wanted, but you won the second half, which is something that's very important that you wanted to have. A slow start, but second half you wanted. So how did you kind of talk to your team about that and keep them motivated, knowing that, hey, we made progress from half one to half two?
Well, the thing about my team is, you know, things that I kind of knew before we went in, you know, we make a lot of untimely mental errors. The game was very close in the front part of the game, in the middle of the game. We got down a little bit, and then we came and cut the lead from 29-22, down 7. We had the ball 2 or 3 times. And we had self-inflicted injuries. We got down big at the half. We gave up a 3 at the half. Went down 20 or so, whatever, 19 or 20. But, you know, what we do is not coach the score. We coach what we see. We think about and concentrate on what our issues are on the floor, whether they're good or they're bad. We try to draw out all the things that we did that were good. And then we draw out the things that we need to majorly improve on. And those things for this game were, you know, we didn't get back in transition. And then when we did get back in transition and Tampa missed, we didn't rebound the ball, which meant they either got layups or they got second chance shots. They end up going to layups or free throws. Tampa went to the free throw line 16 times in the first half, 16 or 17 times in the first half. You gave up probably 10 offensive rebounds in the first half, and then everything else was transition points. In the second half, we got a little bit better with that. Saw them more 5-on-5 and was able to execute a little bit better. And we did win that half 40-36. So, you know, there's some things that we were able to positively draw from, and there's some things that we got to get back to work on tomorrow morning so that you know, we can capitalize on the mistakes that we did make for the upcoming games.
Yes, like I said, Sean, looking at what happened second half was the hidden points there, man, with the free throw shooting, 3-point shooting, which could have made this game close against Tampa, which should give your young men some, you know, some solace. Hey, no, we didn't play the right way. Less points out on the court, that we made some shots here at the line. It's just the free throws, and especially some of them threes, man. We could have really made Tampa feel a little heat there.
Yeah, we missed 15 free throws, all right? So when you miss 15 free throws and lose 14, you always have to look back at that. But I think a bigger picture, if you watch the game, is that we missed 4, 5, and 6 in a row, all right? We would go to the foul line and miss 2 in a row and go back to the foul line, miss 2 in a row, and then make 1 of 2 from the next time. And that, those are mechanisms for losing basketball. So when you couple the fact or triple the fact that you don't rebound, you don't get back in transition and miss 15 free throws, the game was certainly able to be kept a lot closer. Now, obviously, we were down 20 points at one point in time, but we were down 20 points as byproduct of not getting back on defense and giving up layups and then not rebounding. And then coupled the fact with missing free throws late in the game, you know, maybe it could have been a winnable game. So we'll just draw from those things moving forward and look forward to definitely improving on those things in practice and coming out this week and playing much better as we get to the weekend.
And looking at Eckert, man, Deshaun Aldridge played very well against Eckert there with those points he put in. He had other guys making shots, more threes as well, kept turnovers down. Free throws did improve from Tampa to Eckert. But just overall, your thoughts on seeing your team really come out and improve over what they did in Tampa the day before, coming out of Eckert, keeping that game the way it was and making some runs there as well.
Yeah, well, we did play better against Eckert. Eckert was a very winnable game. You know, I thought coming down the backstretch, we played well. The game was close early in the game, and then we have these major scoring droughts. We make untimely minimal errors, like as I said earlier. That score was 5-point game with 2 minutes and 4 seconds on the clock. We had the ball twice, and we turned the ball over twice. And the last turnover that we made, they went down the floor and scored an uncontested layup and put us down 7 with under 2 minutes on the clock. So, we did not give up as many transition buckets, but we did lose their best player. I can't think of his don't know what how to pronounce his last name, but I think it's Placebe or whatever it is, Placid, whatever it is. He had 19 of their 40 points in the first half, and he had 26 against Benedict the night before. We made major mistakes, and he got open and got some shots up. We did a better job. We only gave him 3 points in the second half, and here's another night that we win the second half. So, you know, we can capitalize on a lot of things that we didn't do well. Offensively, we've got to play a lot better. We've yet to be able to get 70 points in the game. We're turning the ball over. We are giving those turnovers a lot of live ball turnovers, and people are running out on us and laying the ball up. That's just a mechanism for not being able to win. So, you know, we're right there. I think that we are improving every day. I think that our quality and standard of play is improving. But it has a long way to go. I don't think we are understanding how to win yet, which is a process to go through. We can't skip a process of learning how to play and just go to winning. We have to learn how to play. We have to understand the fundamental aspect of the game. We're not going to be the most talented team on the floor. We're not going to be the most explosive team on the floor. So we've got to get to the point where we can execute better. And we can not make mistakes on the defensive end. Then you got to close the possession out with a rebound. So, we're 0-2, but we've lost to two really good teams. We lost to two teams that are going to win a lot of games this year. We got great tests first weekend. We understand it was tall glass of water for us. Let's revamp. We're home now. We're going to rest today and get back tomorrow and figure out how to get 1% better tomorrow morning in practice.
No doubt. That's the thing about it, Sean, man. Like, you limit those live ball turnovers you mentioned, and you keep your defensive assignments, knowing who you got, keep that game plan, scout report, they're disciplined, man. You're going to be in some games. I think that's where young men, young players don't really understand it until they in that fire. you know, being around the NBA the way I am, I see it then, where they don't follow the game, so they try to adjust it on their own, the game plan. Like, nah, right. scout for you.
Right.
Are you closing out hard? You're hard hedging, you're blitzing. You gotta know what you're doing on your personnel. It's like KYT, know your personnel. But I think that's sometimes for young players, they don't quite understand those concepts, man. You understand when we out on that court.
Well, the connection between the scouting report and the game is very difficult for young men who have not been through that, because a lot of times, unfortunately, they don't even know what they're supposed to do in our system, right? And that when you get a new coach and you get a new system and you're creating a new culture, you know, it's difficult for them to be able to think and play at the same time. We've got to get to the point, get good enough at the fact that we're playing and we're not thinking all the time. Now, that is a problem for us, because a lot of times I say to guys, what are you supposed to do here? And they tell me they know. So my next question is, why don't you do it? If you know what you're supposed to do, what is the disconnect with you going to the floor to do it? That is thinking and playing simultaneously. And so we have to be able to think and play at the same time, but then we have to get to the point that we know what to do so well that we're just playing. We're not quite there yet. I don't even know if I should say quite. We're not there yet. And we need to get to quite there, and then we need to get there for us to be the team that we want to be.
Well, thank God it's November, it's not February.
That's right. You know, amazing. I said to our guys yesterday, you know, the best that we can do now, we're 0-2 now, and the best that we can do now is be 25-2, all right? And so we win the next 25 games, everybody will forget about the two games that we just lost. Now, obviously, winning 25 games is going to be our goal. That's a lofty goal for us. That's a lofty goal. I don't want to say it won't happen, because we believe we're going to trust and believe that good Lord can make anything happen. But nonetheless, each time that we don't win, if we don't win, we're going to come back and concentrate on what the best that we can do. All right, if we lose our third game, whenever that may be, I'm going to say the best that we can do is whatever in three. All right. And that's the focus that we have to have with these young men that obviously have not won a lot over the last few years. All right. We haven't learned how to win. We against Eckerd went down the floor, stole the ball, and had an uncontested run out layup that we missed. And they got the rebound and went down the floor and got an and one. This is the difference between winning and losing. This is what I'm talking about, winning, learning how to win. That's a play that should be a standard play that we miss a layup in the open court, and it equates to a rebound and an uncontested layup on the other end or and one on the other end. So that's a five-point swing. And again, it's a five-point game with 2 minutes on the clock. So we just gotta learn how to win. We gotta learn how to not get down, and we have to learn how to finish games when we get a chance to win a game. So, I'm still excited. I'm excited about where we are. We're 0-2, but all's not lost. Every loss is not lost. All right, it's not a lost cause. And so I'm excited to get back to practice tomorrow. And these young men have great attitudes, and they're looking forward to learning more basketball and trying to get their first win. And I'm excited about being their coach.
No doubt. You got Blue Lights on Saturday at home, and then Morris College on Monday. So you got two at home. So the guys really got opportunity in front of those fans at Allen, get them in that gym there. Because football's over right now, unfortunately. So, hey, you the show in town, so come out and support the Allen Yellow Jackets men's basketball team. But what you looking for on film with these guys from Blue Lights and Morris College here as you prepare this week, man?
Well, you know, first and foremost, I'll say that we excited about coming home. We actually have our next four games at home with Blue Lights, Morris, and then we out right there during Thanksgiving, we start conference play with Lamar Owen and Lane. So that's going to be our focal point, one game at a time. Blue Lights is going to be a scrappy team. They score a lot of points. They actually played Mars College a week ago, and the score was 108-106.
Wow. Right?
So we have not gotten 70 points yet, so obviously you know that concerns me. We'll spend the next couple of days on kind of cleaning up what the things that we did and didn't do against Tampa and Eckerd, and then we'll keen in on getting back. We know that we don't get back in transition against Blue Lights and they can get 100 points that we're going to have a problem. We know that we don't get back on defense against Mars and they can get 106 points in the game that we're going to have a problem. So the same problem that we had in Tampa, we will have here in Columbia if we don't get it fixed. All right. Any team that can score 100 points is going to shoot a lot of threes, shoot a lot of long. It's going to be a lot of long rebounds. So we know if we don't defend the three-point line and rebound the basketball thereafter, we're going to have a problem. So here are small things that we did in Florida that turned big that we have to make those small things standard things. When the shot goes up, we turn around and box off. When we shoot the ball, we turn around and sprint back and we communicate. Those are enormous characteristics for teams that win. And then they are gigantic characteristics for teams that don't win. So we're going to clean those things up, and then we're going to see how we fare against those two teams. And then with conference play in this SIAC, we know teams like to get up and down the floor and score a lot of points. And so, you know, we don't fix that, then we end up at the bottom of the league, and that's not the outcome that we want to see.
No, it's not at all, man. We want you all to be hosting that trophy in Savannah at the end of the year. That's what we want to see.
We at least want to be in the arena when the trophy is heisted. That's what we want to be. Not paid customers.
You get that right. You don't want to be a paid customer, no doubt. Man, Sean, it's always fun to talk to your brother. Episode 2 was on point, and we'll do it again this week and recap these two games for this week and highlight some players of the game as well, brother. But look, man, it's good to chat with you, my brother. I'm looking forward to seeing what you all do this weekend, my guy.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to having some good news on next week.
No doubt. That, folks, it's Sean Walker, the Sean Walker Show. Episode 2, we're done. It's episode 3 next week.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.